Blog Talk Radio.
Game down.
as a result of the
God bless you,
struggle. 1964.
That was Dr. Martin Luther King. This is Divine Talk tonight. And I want to say to you that are listening and those that download, we have already prophesied the storms and the floods. And if you got your paper, if you got what I text to you, you see where I said flood down the Mississippi. I just got a call a few minutes ago that St. Paul, Minnesota, the airport, one of the runways is full of water. They put some dikes up, try to stop the water from going over the old airport. But all down through Wisconsin, all the way down to Mississippi, is flooding. All the way down to Mississippi, Missouri, Illinois, and some part of Ohio, Mississippi, all the way down to this river, down to New Orleans. And if you live close to the Mississippi River, you'll get some of that flood. Today, we had in Florida, we had hail biggest grapefruit. That was a big hail. This is some of the things that I said that God is straightening things up. And I'm glad to have you and you on the land on the line tonight. I'm glad that you're listening. I'm glad that you know prophecy is real. Okay. When you understand that, you understand where you're supposed to be with God. I don't care what nobody else says. God covers the whole universe, the world. And I want to thank I got a call this morning. Jerry Springer, he left. He's ancestor now, along with Dr. King's best friend, Harry Belly Fonte. He gone. He was 96, I think. But what I'm saying to you, God is in control. And every night I got a word for you. I don't care what you say, it's a word for you. Now you can accept the word or you can throw it away. I make no difference. When God gives me the word for you, I was telling a young lady and she was telling me, well, I don't know how to well first clean your act up, your mind. And once you clear up your mind, things will work for you. Sometimes you need to change up for things to work for you. Loss of demonic spirit that's on you. And you don't listen. Sometimes you have to listen to what God has to say to you. I got a scripture for you tonight. And as I give you that scripture, I'm going to give you the word of God. If you need to call or you need to press 1 on your phone, thing come up. I'm glad to see you on Pearl. Glad to see you on Mary. Glad, Jones, I'm glad to see you on. And Brother Joe, I'm glad to see you on. Pastor Blue, I'm glad to see you on. All is well. Sometimes you have to let God carry you to another level in thinking, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And once God carries you to that level, you're a different woman, you're a different man. And don't let nobody change what God, and he says you're healed by his word. So the word of God, the divine word of God will heal you. God talks to me and you every day. But if your ears stopped up and your mind somewhere else, you can't get the word of God of what he's saying to you. You know, Jesus was walking in the fig tree, wasn't bearing no fruit. Jesus cursed the tree and went on. The way you cursed the tree wasn't bearing no fruit. So what I'm telling you tonight, you got to be able to look at your circumstances and look at somebody else's circumstances around you and thank God he kept you in the land of the living. If people getting out of here 16, 17, 18, if a woman took her two kids and killed her and buried her in the yard up in Denver, see, all this evil, there's a lot of evil going on. There's a lot of demonic spirits. Don't you be a part of that demonic spirit. You got to say, and I told Mary to read this, can't read it so long, the 23rd number of Psalms, the Lord is my shepherd. I should not want. Mary, get the 23rd number of Psalm and press 1 on your phone. I want you to read it. You don't have no noise in the background when you read it. That's the 23rd number of Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. When you read that, you got to understand you are reaching out for something bigger than me and you. You're reaching out for God to keep you in the land of the living. And you can't be angry at God, because God is just God. I was praying for a lady at 12 o'clock outside, and she just broke down and just said, I'm going to cry. And I just, don't cry. What you do, you change your thoughts. You change the way you think and get away from people that will hold you back. Get away from people that will block you from the word of God. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. Each night, you should have a testimony. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on God. I woke up this morning with good health. So many people didn't wake up. So many people ain't got good health because they lean away from God. And you got to lean to it. The divine word tonight is all is well. The divine word, all is well. And you take that wellness and go to the next level. Talking about two Americas, one white, one black, one rich, one poor, and one that have strayed away from God. I want to say tonight, there's America that's serving God. There's another America have no respect for God. So the flood and the storm going to continue to come. Death going to continue to come. Because the Bible said, Pearl, the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. That's what the Bible says. Bible don't lie. It's the word of God. And then God step in and give you revelation knowledge. That's knowledge you can't pick up nowhere. That's knowledge you get directly from God. And some of you need revelation knowledge.
And revelation knowledge comes from God. So when you have not, because you ask not.
I want to ask a question. What have you asked God for lately? You ask God for a long life? You ask God for a healing? Did you ask God to bless you and your family? I want to take this time out to say God never fails. You might fail. Your children might fail. Your husband might fail. Your wife might fail. But God never fails. And I want to put that as a divine word tonight. God never fails. Whatever you need, God got. Whatever you want, God got. You have not because you ask not. So what you got to do, begin, Kenneth, ask God. seed, you got to ask God for deliverance. You got to ask God for the breakthrough, because you can't do it by yourself. You got to let God in. And when you let God in, God will show up and will let you in. And that's the important thing. Let God do something for you, especially tonight. As I pray for the divine word tonight, now I want to tell you tonight, the lady called me and said, Bishop, I sent a donation last month. I said, but just a new month, okay? You got to eat every day. You got to drink every day. So when God touched you, you plant that seed and you tell him the need. Whatever your need, you plant that seed, you're going to reap a harvest. And that harvest, man can't do it. God got to do it. And when God do it, I'm praying much for you, Bright Star. Call me. I'm praying for the young lady that her house is flooded. She has to move over in Wisconsin over there where it flooded. But I've already prophesied. When you live close to the river, close to a creek, when it rises, flood out. Then, you know, when the water go down, you build a house back again, next year it's over and over. Common sense tells you to move away from the bank of the river. The Mississippi River or whatever, you move away from that, because every year at a certain time you're going to have floods. And lately we've been having a lot of bad weather because of bad decisions. And I was talking about the chemtrails. I was talking about how the chemtrails and most people don't know what that is. When you see them switching out of chemtrails. And every time you see chemtrails, behind it be storm floods. In Florida, they had hail big as a grapefruit. Just think about a grapefruit coming out the air, busting windows and tiles and things running. Because the animal, you never seen that. It get under the tree. But them things big enough to break the limb off the tree. God is still in control, people. And I'm telling you, God is in control. Now, we on from 9 to 10, and from 10 to 11. And I got a divine word for you starting at 11. Hello. But I want to tell you tonight, some of you can't hang. You know, you ain't doing nothing but watching movies on TV or doing something else. You don't know what God might say to you for you to be able to touch somebody else. God do that. He'll open up a door for you.
I've had my share. Life's ups and downs. God's been good to me. And the downs have been few. Between each man.
he said, Bishop, pray for me. I got a disease. And back that time, that was AIDS real bad. And a lot of people died of AIDS, you know. And I don't question with them. I just pray. Because God is God. God can heal everything. Cancer, people, God can heal it. And this young man was talented. And he said, I want to sing my song. And we had a good crowd at the church. That, you know, we took up often and all of that. And I is a young man that wants to sing a song. And, you know, I prayed for him. And the church prayed. And he sung this song, and I want to play it tonight. Because I feel that song, he's in the spirit world now. Because he was on his way there, and he knows it. And he said, Bishop, I just want to let the church know. He didn't tell everybody what was wrong. He told me, told Sister Lena Mae Anderson, told her, and told a few more people what his condition was. And I said, well, God is a healer. And he said, you know, Bishop, I was, somebody told me in Texas to come over here where you was at, and I want you to pray, and I prayed for the young man. He said, I just want to sing this song to let people know that when you do stuff and you ain't right with it, when you give your life to God, you know, sometimes, I'm going to say this to him, you give your life to God, and God will direct you. I know people have been healed from cancer. Lady had breast cancer, she got healed. Lady had cancer on her knee bone. It got healed. God is a healer when you get in the right place, the right spot. You get the people that's praying. I ain't talking about the people playing. Some of the people is praying. And you can heal. You can get healed. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. A lot of people got the anointing on them. They don't know they anointed because nobody told them they was anointed, Pearl. So once you know that God has kept you, that's anointed. You see all the people dying, they get shot, they airplanes falling, murder, house on fire, but God is still keeping you. So you got to thank God by the divine word here. You got to thank God by He keeping you. And Brother Paul Jones sung this song and I have to pray. I want to play it for you.
So we start complaining, Lord, why me? Why me? Why me? What you need to do, one day out of your busy schedule, take the time out. Visit a hospital. MD Anderson. Walk up and down those corridors. And I guarantee you, you'll come back saying, I won't complain. Give him some love as he comes.
Reverend Paul Jones. Well, I've answered. He gives you the house of prayer. In Monroe.
I'll have some good days. I've had some hills to climb.
Good, Paul.
I've had some weary days. And some lonely nights, but when I look around, and I think things over, you know what? All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain.
Can I say it one more time?
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. had some weary days. Some sleepless nights, but when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I want to play. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. Ask the question, Lord, why so much pain? But he knows what's best for me. Although my weary eyes, they can't see.
At this time, the church was on interrate. He was crying, but he was singing. People were shouting and falling out. The anointing for the church was so powerful. Then I can kind of feel it now through his song, but the church was on fire. People were falling out. People were crying. He was crying because this was his testimony as he's getting ready to leave to go to somewhere else. Y'all would hear what I'm saying. So I know God.
So I'll just say, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? Good to me, more than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good to me. You know what he did? Yeah. He dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnight in today. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick. I'm rapping with pain, but thank you, Lord. That feels like you don't know where the money's coming from. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I won't. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. He's been good to me. More than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good. Me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And drive all of my tears away. You ever stop me from crying? Drive my night and today. So I just really thank you. I've been lost, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Can you tell us thank you, Lord? Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It dried. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain.
Father God, we come at this hour. Touch every soul, every heart, every mind. We won't complain. Father God, we ask you to touch, heal, and deliver those that are locked up in jail. Those that got loved ones that passed on. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. We thank you for the spirit of Reverend Jones. He gone on, but his spirit, the anointing, was on that song that he left with us, that it may heal somebody. It might touch somebody and touch their mind, body, mind, soul, and spirit.
I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. 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 Can you say yes? Say yes. Say yes. 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 Yes.
Yo. Shouting. Glory. I know you feel it at home. I know you feel it. The anointing.
It's too hard to praise.
You know, that service was anointed service. It was so anointed. This young man, they said that he wasn't going to live 3 days. He lived a long time. You already know. But I just want to say to you, sometimes you got to hear from God. When you hear from God, God gives you a divine word. And God tells you what to do. When God tells you what to do, things work out. You know, you have to let God do it. And when God do the thing for you, can nobody stop. I want to claim your healing tonight. I want to claim a divine word. Somebody ain't got the word. Somebody don't know what to do. They all crossed up and messed up. You know, I was looking at a situation, and the situation I was looking at, and this situation brought me to another level, to the level where that I see that, you know, Lorraine, you said something, that sometimes you have to change things because too much of jinx on it, too much of people on it, like you said. Sometimes you have to get that out the way and God do something new for you. Y'all hear what I'm saying? Sometimes God wants you to move to the next level. You don't want to move to the next level. Sometimes God wants you to break away from something. You know, the lady told me, the lady come to me and said, every time I come home, it's a fight and going on out of the way. You might need to move away from that. I mean, leave that alone. Because that ain't where you, that ain't where God wants you to be at, okay? So sometimes you can be disobedient to the word of God and you can lose your life and you can lose your family life, okay? So it is important to move when God says it's time to pack up and go, you go. When God said you need to change, you need to make that change. Get mad at nobody because God going to tell you some things to do, okay? And I want to say to you, I'm going to see. I don't know if Mayor Hawkins' phone. Let me see if Mayor Hawkins on. Go to the Hawkins family. Mary, are you online
yes.
tonight?
Yes.
You got
yes.
the 27 on the song for me?
I can get it.
Well, get it? Amen. I'll call Mary to tell her to read 27 on the song tonight. See, this is... This is 20:23. The Lord is my shepherd. This is divine word in this hymn. And somebody got to know you all by yourself, but you're not
coming up.
God will never leave you alone. Did you get that? When you get it,
okay.
Let me know.
I got it.
Okay, read it for us.
Okay. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I'm trying to turn this other phone off.
You got the wrong phone.
Oh,
23.
Okay, I'm starting over. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired, the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidest, seek you my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me and search as breed out cruelty. I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Way I said on the Lord. I just read the 27 number Psalm. Amen.
That was Mary Hawkins read the 23rd number Psalm. You're going to hear from the Hawkins sisters, Hawkins family.
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds people are slipping away. The economy's down. People can't get enough pay. As for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Folks without home, living out in the street, and the drug addicts come to play. They both can't be. Muggers and robbers, no place to be safe. For you've been my protection every step of the way. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Yeah. It could have been me.
Thank you. How many thankful folks in the house tonight? If you're thankful, get on your feet. Let's help out together with that.
Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord.
I wonder if I can get you to tell him thank you. And all I need you to do is just repeat. Wait, if you're thankful, let me hear you shout yes. No, if you're really thankful, let me hear you shout yes. I can mean it. All right. Let's come with me. Come on. Thank you, Lord.
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 understanding of the assignment, download the Google app for some extra help.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Put your glass of water up, because there's a blessing in that water. You sit up by your bedside or you sit up in the kitchen, there's a blessing in that water for you. And I want you to set it up, because it's going to be a blessing for you. Just set it up and let God work on it. God bless you tonight. Give it love and telephone call. This is the divine word of God. This divine word of God saying all is well. I want you to get ready for God to give you a word. For God to give you a word that will open up the door for you tonight. Before you go to sleep,
I wonder found a need when you were burdened. And there might have been people around you, but nobody that you could talk to. Has there ever been a time like when everybody in the house was asleep? And because of the need in your life, you found yourself talking to God. Now you know there's one trend of thought that God don't hear you and God don't talk back. But I know that's not right. I talked to him this morning. And sometimes you have to be still and know. Hello, anybody here feel like talking back to me? Sometimes mama's there, father's there, husband, wife is there, children around, but you can't talk to them because they don't understand the situation. You can't talk to friends because they mean well, but they just have a gossiping nature. Before you can hang up, your good friend called his good friend. Then his good friend called his other friend. And when it gets back to you, you're crushed. Sometimes you just have to deal with God in the stillness of your life. We sing a song here in the temple that says, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. And sometimes you just have to ask God, Lord, let it breathe on me. I'll be all right if the breath of the Lord. It's kind of old-fashioned that this was my choice. All the writers had a song. I reach way back and way back. Young folk won't know it, but some of the older people might remember the word. It just simply says,
went on a call. She's now fabulous with those that are far. We're happy to have her with us today. She sang for us beautifully today. Kind of hoping that she was going to sing tonight. She's with us also tonight. God bless her in her going and coming. The Baron Fig Tree. The Baron Fig Tree. The Jesus always made his parable clear. Whatever the idea that he wanted to convey, he was imaginative enough and skillful enough in rhetorical presentation to present his thoughts and his pictures in characterization. And how beautiful and how challenging are his characterizations. When he got ready to teach us the lesson of the love of God, he closed it in the characterization of a father to two sons. And one went away, and the other one stayed at home. When he got ready to show God's concern about those of us who have strayed, he closed the idea and the characterization of a shepherd touching on wild and barren and lonely hillside for sheep that had gone astray. And here, he presents a challenging picture to us on the idea of a barren life, an infant life, a life that is lived for no avail. A life that is lived to no good end. Most of the people who have heard me preach through the years have heard me refer to this, that many people that are living in the world today are just here just to make out a certain number. They aren't doing anything, and I'm trying to do anything. They can't do anything for making excuses and pitying themselves. A great many folks do a lot better than they're doing if they stop feeling sorry for themselves and get up and do something. Because the world does not cry baby. I don't like to meet people, and every time you meet them, they cry. A lot of things that happen to me, I don't tell people because I know it doesn't help you too much. You see, the wild like to go along with a winner. Things may not be going the best with you, and things don't go the best with anybody at all times. There must be some cloudy days, as well as some sunshiny days. So some people cannot live a world, a life that is constructed. Some people cannot live an abundant life because they are too busy wandering and complain. Too busy making excuses for himself. I'm trying to say, my friends, Jesus here, in the characterization of a fiction that was situated in a favorite spot, with all of the attending and vanish. And yet, it produced nothing but leaves.
on a sunny hillside with no income of with no overshadowing you to dissipate his energy with nothing to expect with a storm that acts a written information and a thought and tasting the dots in which it was situated. But not only was it in a good place in a gun, but it was in a favorite spot in the gun. It was in a favorite spot in the gun. Not only was it in gold, and the fruits and other things that would injure or hinder it were pinched out. But somebody went in there where it was and attended. There was easy to be. But the owner of the vision went by and looked on its expression. But see, the tree was in a good place. The limbs were stiff, the foliage was green, and it had all of the appearance of a productive tree. And yet, when the owner got there, there were no figs among his friends. And the owner touched in vain among his friends. Looked in vain among his leaves and found nothing. The owner of the king impatient, and the owner of the king angry, and the owner denounced the tree and said to the gardener, cut it down.
I'm a pro. lose of something else. We lose of flesh. We lose of protection. We lose of hiding behind somebody else. I'm afraid that too many of our lives are nothing but youth. Yeah, he's lucky. Father God, they are burning. They cut up the tree. Father God, nobody eats me. If you go to a fruit tree, you go out looking for fruit. But I'm afraid that on the benches of our lives we have all the leaves. Then we have fruit. I'm afraid, my brothers and my sisters, Jesus himself has had need on our behalf. Tell God to cut us down. Wish God on our behalf. Let us stand for another year. Too many people, when they pass on to the other side, we look upon that casket and see those little words at rest. To be never, it means that doesn't necessarily mean rather that they are at rest. It means both that loose are at rest. Sometimes it means that wife is at rest. Sometimes it means that husband is at rest. Sometimes it means the neighbors are at rest. Sometimes it means such that they were members of a live rest. I'm trying to tell brothers and sisters, we're going to live before that when we pass on. Our lives will be like the life of angels, so. They said that an angel saw already. And unified, that's the fuel of a friend. That life is locked. You understand a sea. A great ocean. That touched upon many shows of human thought. I think our lives ought to have many many branches of goodwill. When we are gone, the world will miss. Broke down. this man, I don't know, I think that if there was any real reason for visiting Jesus by night, I think it would be that better Jesus had not been sent to Judaism, the leaders, the high priests, the church, the nation had not accepted, had not sanctioned Jesus, this man was a public official. And a great deal of importance for the task to him interviewing or visiting with anybody. This is so. And so possibly for public reason, for reason that was concerned about his public service, possibly influenced him to see Jesus or not. But despite the reason of his visit or the time of his visit, he had a unique respect. Jesus, notice his address, Rabbi. You see, a rabbi that was a teacher. Was a teacher of Judaism. He was a preserver of Judaism. He taught in the synagogue. He was one of the guardians of preserving the cultural heritage and the religious heritage of the people of Judaism. He was an important man. And remember that these people didn't play, didn't just play around with Christ. If he addressed Jesus as rabbi, it was because he respected him as a Jew did not address you or associate you with that which he regarded as sacred and religious. Unless he was so impressed by you. I wish I had somebody here praying with me tonight while I'm trying to be sick here. Just listen, please. So he addressed Jesus as a rabbi. And then he indicated that Jesus had been the subject of discussion. And the subject of consideration, not only by him, but by his associates. More than me has been thinking about this. You know, we have not only thought, we have concluded, we know that thou art a teacher. And sit from God. I wish you to pray with me. We know thou art a teacher. Sent from God. God, you couldn't do these miracles that you're doing. Except God. But God, I'm a little puzzled. I was in one of your audiences on a previous occasion. And your subject, your teaching, your preaching, embrace the strange subject. The subject of being born again. Now, I'm not an illiterate man. I'm a man who trusts in Jewish proof. I'm conversant with modern philosophy. I know what the Greeks think, and I know what the ancients think of. The Babylonians were. Oh, wow. And I know what the Romans think. I'm not up to date on current matters. But this philosophy that you are talking about, that this being born again. Scientifically, I can't figure that out. From the standpoint of genetics, I can't see it. I would mean to be. How about this being born? Do you mean to say that I've got to disintegrate? think it is materialistic. The thing that I'm talking about is a spiritual thing. It has to do with the will. It has to do with the heart. It has to do with the soul. It doesn't have to do with the body. It influences the body. Yes, it influences the body. It influences the body's power. The body's ability. It influences the disposition of the body. But it's a spiritual thing. In a system that don't marvel over it, you must fall again. It's imperative. It's a mandatory. That is, if you expect to see, comprehend, and understand the key, you gotta be born again. I wish you'd pray with me. You see, we have a lot of folks in the church who are not of the church. But you hear what I said? We have a lot of folks whose names are here, but whose souls are not here. We have a lot of folks who cannot see or appreciate or understand what the church is doing. You know why? Jesus said you couldn't see it if you hadn't been told it. I wish you'd pray. I wish I used any word in order to see it. You must be born into it. Let's take, for example, the physical world. You can't stand on the outside of this planet and see and appreciate and understand what's going on. You would appreciate the tail spender of yonder moon. You would appreciate the unique beauty of yonder star. If you would respond to the blushing beauty of yonder road. If you would behold the God's majesty of yonder mountain. You must be born into this earth. Otherwise, you can't see. You can't see. You cannot see physical things unless you have a physical birth. That's not only true in the world of physics, it's true in the social world. You cannot appreciate the aura of society, not society, unless you've been born and integrated into that society. Is it so? Little boy walks into the grocery store, holding on to his father's hand. He looks on the counter and he sees there implanted from paper, beautiful chips. He sees there truth that challenge and Jesus up. He walks up to the counter and gets all the cakes that he wants without even looking at the grocery. Or feeling any sense of responsibility to it. You know why? That little boy has not been born social. He has not been integrated into the social law. He has not learned the laws of what is mine is mine. And what is thine is thine. No, no. He sees the case. And you know that he walks. And that's all it really matters to him. When he has experienced the social work and has been integrated and comprehended the total social picture as to its man to man and obligation, if he wants a cake, he goes into his pocket and pulls out the price. But he can't do all of that. I know that. Until he has been born socially. I wish I had somebody here that was praying. Give me some. listening to me, please. Listening to me, please. You have not got a functioning intellect. But the great God is being one of the world's main objects. I'm going to bring this home pretty soon. And that God was willing to do far less and standing before the great creations of the greatest world as if they were perfect, as if they were a horse, another woman who had no appreciation of her art and her extraordinary creations in paint. He came and saw all of these crowds, all of this crowd of folks, and said to the custodian, what are all these people doing here? The custodian said, well, madam, this is a world pain podcast. She looked up on the wall with unseen eyes and said, I don't see nothing in these pictures. You see, they were pictures. And all the pictures, because she had not been born into that world. She had no appreciation, no understanding, no sense of comprehension, because she had not been born into that world. She could not see its beauty. She could not see its past. She couldn't see anything about it in a comprehensive way, because as Jesus said, before you can do that, you must be born into that book. My brothers and my sisters, I don't worry too much about people who criticize the church and who say that there's nothing to it, and that there's nothing with a Christian. You don't need but a little sense to even appreciate the church. When you talk about the great import and the great
import.
The hand of the Lord was upon me. Please. Can be wrongly knock him down in the midst of what he was really saying, that God led him to the heart of Israel's prophet and Israel's situation in God. That's what he was saying. God took him in a God-going driving, in a struggling analysis and understanding of Israel, Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel, had him down there, then from here, the way out on the periphery of things, he missed him. Then the Lord led him around and about the earth. Took him and encompassed that. So I said, go on all sides. But he might not mix the remotest part of Israel's situation. And when the survey was far and complete, the Lord called the question to him. I wish you had read there. Son of man, can these bones live? can be born in this. But a man, you found pathways in the house. You have separated lives. But a man, you found highways up under the sea. And you made your own highways under the sea. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? I would have to admit that he didn't know the answer to the secret of life. Well, you know a lot of things. Who knows what the human papa is? Who knows men of me? Who knows men of heaven? Who knows men of God? And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are vulnerable and sinful. And what we don't know is what to do about it. But we know what the problem is. We've made an analysis of it. We know how to diagnose the case. But what we can't do is write a prescription.
I'm going to have somebody here pray in the deep. So that the prophet has to
decide, fall down, no. Fall down, no. When it comes to the answer of men of life's protection problem, when it comes to a solution to these problems, fall down, no. I submit myself before you, limited, finite, ignorant and helpless, like charcoal in a valley. And thou knowest, thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God, when we go to him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem, we are unable to grapple with, put it at his feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, he'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. Ezekiel declared that he didn't know. And it was in the hand of God to give the answer. Lord, after Ezekiel had surveyed and gotten a full understanding of what the Babylonian problem was, he said to him, you go out if you want the answer and preach to those dry bones. But Lord, it looks like a hefty thing. It looks like an unprofitable thing for me to go out and preach to dry bones. Some of the living soul that I preach to don't respond. And what could I expect from Bible? But the Lord has been going out and preaching. You know, God's ways, you know, are above man's ways. And you can't always understand why he ordered you to do certain things. But if the Lord orders you to go on anyhow, why, you may not see it, but that is the place. You may not know what you're doing, but God has it worked out there. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord, I saw that man who was in that valley. He's in that valley, but dry bones. But dry bones. Hold on and step back and preach to those dry bones. So the Lord has given him a technical stone. Well, Lord, what can I teach the dry bones about? Hold on. Lord, what kind of subject? What kind of text can I use? Hold on. Just go back and use this technique.
American sometime for him to stand there and say, hey, hey, I know. In that valley of righteousness, and in that valley of lightlessness, in that valley of hopelessness, my Lord, to stand there and preach and not be able to see what the result will be. Oh, Lord, but it's too strong anyhow. Oh, yes. And then one morning, the valley began to run. Yes, it did. One morning, the valley began to shake.
Thank you.
We have our welfare program. We have our housing projects. We have our subsidies by the government in many, many forms. But we have found that we can have a decent housing welfare program, can have your housing project, but this will not necessarily make people better. Man doesn't live by bread alone. No. So, wait a minute. I have another thing I want to